This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky have taken center stage at the European Union summit. The presence underscores the importance of the 27 EU leaders attaching to protecting their eastern flank from Russian aggression and beefing up Ukraine's defense capabilities. Speaking to reporters, Stoltenberg says NATO will focus on Ukraine despite any unrest in Russia.
What is for NATO is that we will continue to support Ukraine. At the summit, I expect new announcements of military support to Ukraine. We will also agree a multi-year program to help Ukraine move towards NATO, to be fully interoperable with NATO. So we just need to continue to support Ukraine and ensure that Ukraine prevails as a sovereign independent nation in Europe.
NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg. French protesters have said magistrates will investigate, or I should say prosecutors have said magistrates will investigate a police officer who shot and killed a teenage driver for voluntary homicide following 2 days of violent protest. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Clashes first erupted in and around the Paris suburb of Nanterre, where the killing of 17-year-old Nahel took place during a traffic check. The government deployed 2,000 police to maintain order, but violence resumed after dusk. Multiple vehicles were set ablaze in Nanterre and protesters shot fireworks and threw stones at police, who fired repeated volleys of tear gas. In an emergency meeting, French President Emmanuel Macron said, "These acts are totally unjustifiable." Macron also called for remembrance and respect, as Nahel's mother called for a silent march in his honor. I'm Karen Chamas.
There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Greece's left-wing opposition leader Alexis Tsipras has announced he is deciding to step down after a crushing election defeat. He made the announcement Thursday. 48-year-old politician served as Greece's prime minister from 2015 to 2019 during politically tumultuous years as the country struggled to remain in the eurozone and end a series of international bailouts. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a landmark affirmative action ruling. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
High Court says colleges and universities must stop considering race as an admissions factor. In a 6-3 ruling, the justices struck down admissions plans at Harvard and the University of North Carolina. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote universities for too long have wrongly concluded that the touchstone of a person's identity is the color of their skin, not their skills. The Biden administration had argued getting rid of affirmative action in college admissions would hurt diversity at the nation's most selective schools. But during oral arguments in October, Justice Clarence Thomas pushed back.
I've heard the word diversity quite a few times, and I don't have a clue what it means.
The High Court had approved using affirmative action in higher education in decisions dating back 45 years. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank may have to tighten its oversight of the American financial system. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
Prepared remarks delivered at a banking conference in Madrid, Powell says that tougher restrictions put in place after the 2007-2008 financial crisis have made large multinational banks much more resilient to widespread loan defaults. But he says the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank exposed different vulnerabilities that the Fed will likely address through new proposals. Powell didn't elaborate, but other Fed officials have said that banks should be required to hold more capital in reserve to guard against loan losses. Such proposals are likely to face resistance from the banking industry and some congressional Republicans who say the Fed had the necessary tools to prevent the bank collapses. It just failed to use them. Donna Warder, Washington.
An International Monetary Fund report on Lebanon's economic situation released Thursday warns that without reform, the small crisis-ridden country will continue to see triple-digit inflation. It also says the country's public debt could reach nearly 550% of GDP by 2027. The report comes as a follow-up to a 9-day visit by IMF officials in March. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.